first person singular. The views expressed in this story are those of the author. Molly Tierney finds solace at the end of the day.
When I get home, there will be plates and balled up napkins left on the table from dinner. Carrots, broccoli, and green beans in plastic bags on the counter. The mixing bowl from the morning's pancake batter. And the griddle, too, in the sink. And a full dishwasher waiting to be emptied. When I get home, there will be a mug in the office with black coffee left from this morning, and the hand-painted mug in the bathroom with a cold, wet tea bag at the bottom, and stuck to the living room rug, a child-sized Peter Rabbit fork, still there from when Will threw it after his last bite of tofu. It will be messy there when I get home, and it will be very quiet. The lights will all be on, even in the bedroom, where everyone has fallen asleep in the same bed. Ellen holding baby Cass, Coco the bunny, and Babe the pig. Jim next, then Will, with one leg draped across Jim's stomach. There will be books when I get home. Books on the floor, books on the bed, books on top of Jim, and a book barely in his hands, tipped against his own face since he fell asleep reading it out loud. When I get home, there will be two wet towels from the bath in a heap on the sofa. There will be clothes to wash and to put away. Mail to sort and to read, the day ahead to plan for, worry about, pray over. But when I get home, I walk straight to that bedroom, hold each sleeping face in the palms of my hands, and kiss each lovely one good night.
Molly Tierney is a writer and a resident of Santa Cruz. If you have a story you'd like to share, send a 240-word piece to First Person Singular at ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.